What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We are joined now by Dr. Wolfram Gessling and by Dr. Andy Wagner joining us here, guys. Thank you for coming by and joining us here on the telethon today.
Thank you for having us.
I ask this to most people that come on the telethon. What can you tell us, Dr. Gessling, about your story and why you're here today? Because it is a pretty unique story.
I'm really here to say thank you to Dana-Farber. 12 years ago, I was diagnosed with an ultra-rare cancer in my face that gave me a very low chance to ever see my kids graduate from high school. And thanks to the work done and the treatment I received at Dana-Farber, I'm here and I feel well and I'm cancer-free.
Now, when you first got your diagnosis, the first call was to Dr. Wagner. Is that true?
That is
correct. Why was that?
Andy and I are really great friends. We trained together. We trained in oncology together. And at that time, we lived just across the street from each other. And he's also a specialist for that very rare cancer that I have, angiosarcoma. And so it was totally natural to ask him for advice and get his help and guidance.
What was your reaction when you first heard?
Well, first I was shocked.
Yeah.
Wolfram said he needed me, and I said, "What do you need?" And he told me what was going on, and of course, you know, Wolfram's like family, and it's scary. And of course, I offered, help however I could, which doesn't mean me taking care of Wolfram because I couldn't do that, but really to connect him with my colleagues who could.
Now, your experience professionally, when you noticed a growth on your face, do you feel like? Maybe because of your experience, you knew better to call and stay on top of it, because I know a lot of people may wait or just assume something is going to go away. So how do you think your background and your experience helped you lead to ultimately getting some help?
You know, this was just an annoying pimple in my face. I didn't think at all this could be cancer. I did have an alert dermatologist who helped make this diagnosis. You know, you could go back and think back and say, oh, I should have seen this earlier, or I should have thought I'm not a teenager anymore. This cannot be acne. But, you know, I do think it was important to look forward and face the treatment. So I think I got mostly lucky that I had caring physicians around me who made the diagnosis and then came up with a treatment plan.
Now, you ended up writing a book about your experiences. So what was that process like? And then what is the feedback been?
Yeah, that's been really amazing, actually, too. After more than a decade, and I should add, in the meantime, I had one recurrence where in 2020, the cancer came back. And at that point, I was really saved by an innovative trial and treatment that was co-developed here at Dana-Farber. And then to go back emotionally and sort of go through all the steps that happened with me, with my family, with me professionally, was hard, but was also really helpful. And the feedback from patients who have gone through similar situations but didn't feel like that this was an experience that other people share was actually really helpful. And so I do think communicating about what happens to you as a cancer patient and that you're not alone and that this experience of being alone, having fear of scans, not knowing what the next step might be are things that are universal to cancer patients. And it's important to know that. And so that feedback has been really heartwarming and rewarding.
So you hear right there, that's where the money can go at 877-738-1234. You can donate right now on the phones. You can also text to give any amount, KCancer 56512. Now, you guys are both veterans of the Pan-Mass Challenge as well. 15 years, I heard, for you. Is that right?
Correct.
18 years for you, Andy. So what is that? What is that? Are you guys riding together? Are you training together? Like, how does the whole experience, how much do you overlap with that?
Well, 1 year we trained together once in a while. 1 year we were training. It was, I think, Father's Day, and we stopped to help someone who had a flat. And but it took us extra time to get home, and it made our wives very nervous that we were in a serious accident. They were ready to call the hospitals. So we try not to ride much together anymore. We do ride for a few minutes together on the Pan Mass Challenge ride, but Wolfram's too strong of a rider for me to keep up, so I can ride with him.
Well, that's why I was just going to ask. You're the stronger rider out of the two.
I think we're both strong in different ways.
All right.
He was training in the Swiss Alps this year.
Wow. I see. I like that. We're both strong in different ways. Like I that's how me and Keith sort of feel.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's true.
So in addition to a book, there's also a documentary that you were featured in, and you were as well, right? So what was that like?
Well, I mean, Wolfram's story is so special, as you said. I think from the book, which is only in German right now, but it was a bestseller there. The best thing about it for me, since I couldn't read it, is that I have all these colleagues in Europe who said to me, "You know him? You know this guy?" And I said, "Yep, I know Wolfram." So the documentary was terrific, too. It was filmed by a German documentarian. It's a really wonderful production, again, telling the story and the journey and the different bumps and successes along the way.
It's amazing. So let me get them all straight. Writer, documentarian, doctor, you're running, you're biking.
Yeah.
You're also playing the trumpet in the Longwood Symphony Orchestra, that as well?
That is correct.
Man, what's the most challenging out of some of your activities? Like, is it the writing? Is it the music? Like, out of those activities, what do you find is challenging to you?
Everything's challenging and rewarding. I think, you know, after my initial surgery, I lost some sensation in my face and some muscle strength. So playing trumpet is an additional challenge, but it's really the community with my orchestra friends and the ability to give back and perform and make music together. That's really rewarding, even though it's hard sometimes for me.
And how are you feeling today? What's your day-to-day like?
My day-to-day is I'm busy, I'm healthy, I feel really well and strong. I have another course of treatment tomorrow. It's really maintenance treatment for this cancer to never come back. I have almost no side effects, which I'm really grateful for, and which is not common and not a given. And I feel both protected and well taken care of by my treatment team at the Farber.
And Wolfram mentioned this very briefly, but he participated in a clinical trial that was supported by funds raised through philanthropy, including the telethon.
Well, and you guys raise a lot with the Pan Mass Challenge as well. And that's what I was just going to ask you, Dr. Wagner, where does the money go? Because I think a lot of times people hear, oh, well, it's a telethon and I can donate. But being able to hear specifically how that money is utilized and where it goes to, can you speak to that at all?
Yeah, it's used in so many ways. And it's increasingly critical for us to provide better care for patients. It goes to fund research, both laboratory and clinical research. It goes to support our patients. So we have patients who can't afford to drive in to see us, so we help provide them gas cards to help them pay the cost of gas. You heard, I think, earlier today, there's discussion of a food pantry to help people who have limited resources. Cancer is expensive for patients, and we really try to provide support around the care people receive. We also have social work and nutritionists and psychologists and chaplaincies and other people who are very involved in the care. These aren't necessarily billable things. They're just things that we think are necessary to provide holistic care for patients.
I remember when I was sick the first time and my kids were very little. We have four kids at the time. They were 5, 7, 9, 11. And we had a social worker specially working with them for them to understand what it means for dad to be sick. And this is, as Andy says, this is not something that you can bill to an insurance company, but it's vital to a patient. It was really vital for us back then.
So other prosthetics, wigs, toys at the Jimmy Fund Clinic for the kids goes to funding the trip to spring training every year. So there's lots of great ways you can give, again, at 877-738-1234, jimmyfund.org, or you can text to give any amount to K-Cancer to donate. Text K-Cancer, rather, to 56512 to donate today, closing in on $500,000. Now, Dr. Gessling, you're going to the Red Sox game tonight, right?
I am.
We've heard a lot of people say, I'm giving the kids.
Kids are going. Yeah.
Kids are getting the tickets. I think the Red Sox have been a hot ticket, but you're actually going tonight, which is great.
They're hot. My youngest son is a pitcher. He plays for the club team at his college. And,
oh, awesome.
And so we're going.
Awesome.
Very good. Should
Excellent.
Be a perfect night for it, too.
It should be a lovely night. Team's hot, as you said. Enjoy the game tonight. Honestly, thank you to both of you for coming out.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores! Scores.
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sharing the story and helping us raise a lot of money here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Gessling and Dr. Wagner joining us here on day one of the WEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by Arbella Insurance. It is year 23.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.